Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It was a real email. Got it at therico@gmail.com. I just think it fit better our show than even the Rico Bronya. Hey, guys. Love the show. Blah, 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 blah. I went to the Met game the other night. During the late game rally, I noticed that the entire right field area after Juan Soto hit his home run featured a roll call. It started in the top of the fourth inning after Soto's home run. They started cheering his name like the bleacher creatures do. And then he acknowledged it, and they roared with cheer. During the late-game rally, the fans started doing it again to Soto. It isn't even the first time I've seen it this year either. I assume they're doing it to mock Yankee fans after they turned their backs on Juan. But then, once the Mets had the rally and they tied it, they started doing it to Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz. I get trying to mock Yankee fans, but I think this isn't a great approach because it gives off a little brother energy, and it stopped feeling like they were mocking them as soon as they did the roll call to anyone other than Juan Soto. I was curious if you have noticed this weird interaction and if you think Met fans are ripping off the Yankees by stealing the roll call. So I was at the game, but I didn't see this occurring. Actually, I was not at the game in question. This was the rally game that they had that I missed because I went to the complete game shutout. But I do believe him that Met fans were roll calling for Soto. Initially, guy thinks it was just mocking Yankee fans, but then starts roll calling for Pete and Edwin and believes it kind of spread little brother energy. Tommy, should the Mets cease and desist doing this, or is this okay?
It's not okay. There are things that should be in the Bronx and stay in the Bronx that are the Bronx that makes the Yankees and their fans and the bleacher creatures them, and there are things that can make us unique. I hate doing stuff like that. If you want to do it to mock them and you did it once and you did it for Soto, I'm all for that. I could lead the charge on that. But when you start doing it for Edwin and Pete, it comes off like you're just, you know, a swagger jacker. You're just taking their thing.
So what you're saying is stand by and stand down. That is what Tommy is saying.
Stand down. This is war times with Mets and Yankees. We have to stand down in that spot.
Stand down and stand by.
Don't do it.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that sounds kind of weak. Now, if they were doing it to make Juan Soto comfortable and it worked, then just do it for Juan Soto.
Yeah, once you expand it to Pete and Edwin, it's...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's kind of soft.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I've heard this before. Who else does this?
You got to do your own stuff.
You got to know, exactly.
Yeah, you got to do your own stuff. You know, it's like someone saying no biggie. That's Tommy's. You can't take it from Tommy. That's Tommy's thing.
You want to pay me, you can say it all you want.
Of course, right. Yeah. If that's, well, then you
throw me a buck. I got you owe for the Dodger tickets. My wife.
You got to copyright it first, which costs you your own money.
Damn,
and it's
right. Lawyer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I haven't deja vu or Met fans done this before.
I remember years ago on an opening day doing it, and I know I was certainly not a big fan of it, but I hadn't heard of it anytime recently.
You did it?
I did not. I would never do that. Come on.
Well, just making sure.
I do it.
You said us doing it on an opening day.
Well, I meant Met fans.
Yes.
The only thing I almost did earlier this season, I almost did the wave. And I want to explain why I want to defend myself. I took my youngest son, Spence, to the game. And he was doing great. Like, it was a fun time. He's eating the ice cream. He's watching the Met game. I miss the Mets over there. We get to the eighth inning. It's getting a little shaky. He's 4 years old. It's getting a little shaky. And I'm like, oh, God, am I going to get it to the end of the game?
Wait, not the game. Him.
Him.
Yeah, okay.
He's 4 years old.
Right.
I'm excited I got to the eighth inning. As the eighth inning is starting, I'm noticing, all right, it's again. And I see the wave. And I'm like, oh, Spence, the wave. Thought it was the coolest thing ever. So now the wave is coming by, and I had to make a choice. if I join in on the wave to get Spencey all excited, I got a good chance to get through this last inning and a half. If I ignore the wave and explain to him why it sucks the way my dad explained it to me, while I'll stay firm on what I believe, there's a chance I lose him. There's a chance I don't get through the game.
Smart.
So I put getting through the game first, and I joined in on the wave to get Spence through the rest of the game.
And did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He loved it. He thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Right move, then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you exonerate me, Tommy?
No, wrong move. He's how old again?
Four.
Four. And don't most four-year-olds want to watch, you know, Wicked 600 times or Frozen 8 million times? You show him once, he's going to want to do it every single time. So now that you did the wave once, every time you go, dad, wave, dad, wave, dad, wave. And now you're a waver. You are part of the problem.
So my thought is, it's a fair point. My thought is at some point, if he gets into baseball, there's no guarantee right. he will get into baseball.
This is why he just takes Jet.
I take Spence. I take Jet a little bit more because he's into the game.
Yeah.
Spence likes the experience of the ice cream and the smells and all mm-hmm. that. But I will take him to a few more games just by himself.
Was your wife with you at this game?
This was a solo game. This was just me and the little guy.
There you go.
But I think at some point, if he's into baseball, it'll be easy to explain to him how lame the wave is. But I'm not doing it now at four. Like, and I got to say, my dad probably didn't say it to me when I was four either.
When did you learn that the wave was lame?
I'm going to guess like 10 or 11. Hmm. Like, I think once I was scoring the game and I understood what was going on, my dad's like, look at the wave. Watch the game, you idiots. But I was 10 or 11.
Like, I always felt like it was cool.
Come on, Teague.
I swear. Maybe because I never had to do it. I was always just on the field when things were happening, but I always thought it was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it looked cool.
No, just like coordination. But I also then came to realize that we must be boring them.
Exactly. They could just hit on
that. That was the problem.
The thing that's really cool, and I have to admit I was jealous of, did anybody actually watch the finals last night? Anybody watch that thing?
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. The coolest thing about the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City specifically, is how they coordinate the T-shirts with the fans.
They do it better than any pro team.
They do it better than any pro team. And what they essentially do is they have a certain color in the seat. Every fan puts it on. And so when you're watching the aerial view, it's beautiful. It's right. like a beautiful kind of design.
Right.
We will never do that in New York because people, I'm not putting that shirt on.
Right. I spent 2 hours getting ready for this game. My outfit is specific.
Exactly. But it's so beautiful in Oklahoma City to see that kind of coordination. Mm. So that, I think, is cool. A bunch of people going like this. I'm doing the wave right now for the audio. Just standing up and like flicking their arms and they're like, ooh! It's the wave! Yay!
It's coordinated.
I don't mind looking at the coordination.
Did my belly just show?
I lost track, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Here's the problem. You also can't be wave guy, but then boo the person not doing it. I hate the peer pressure of being in a stadium with a wave.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not getting up, come on, get up. Do it, man. I've had that happen to me before. Mind your business. Big time mind your business. Oklahoma City, though, they get together and do it.
They all do it, man. Mm-hmm. And now they're one away from an NBA championship. Let's go to Mike on Long Island. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
What's up?
You've covered so much in the time I was on hold. First of all, if you want to read a great book, you guys are into books, Travels with Charlie by John Steinbeck, drove across the entire country with his dog in the car. Second point, somebody has said to me recently, because I walk my dog every day, I love her. He said, if you lock your dog and your wife in the trunk of a car for 5 minutes, who's going to be happy to see you when you open the trunk? Which my wife didn't appreciate, but as a dog lover, I did.
I think I'll save that one. I'll just tell CJ that. I won't tell my wife.
But the real reason I called was I'm not a big fan of all these new rules. I hate the Ghost Runner, but I particularly, for some reason, it was irritating me last night to watch the judge get walked with four fingers up in the air. Why don't pitchers have to throw the four pitches anymore? Who knows if they're going to throw a wild pitch or it throws off their rhythm for the next batter or something.
Yeah.
Why can't they just throw the four pitches?
So when they initially changed this rule, and they changed it, I'm going to guess off the top of my head, 7 or 8 years ago, mm-hmm. I agreed with our last caller. I was like, this is ridiculous. I mean, what? You never know what could happen. There could be a wild pitch. There could be so many different weird things. Once they started doing the four-finger walk, I got used to it, and I was like, you know what?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But they were doing it to speed up the game. Now that the game has successfully been sped up, the idea of throwing the four balls is not as bad as it used to be. Yeah, but I just don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen that very often. But you saw what happened in the college softball World Series, right? With the girl who was trying to intentionally walk. There is no four pitches.
Right.
So she was, no four fingers. She was trying to just throw balls.
Right.
She let one slip across the plate.
It happens.
And the game-winning hit.
Right.
And so it's dangerous.
You lose,
if you don't do it exactly right.
You lose that potential magic, but if we're being honest, that happens one in a million.
Of course. In baseball, it would never happen because the catcher, like, fully steps out.
Right.
In softball, they kind of just... This catcher just stands up and catches it off the plate.
Now, what you could do, and I remember seeing this in a highlight video in the 1980s, so I don't remember seeing it live, is the pitcher and catcher confuse the hitter into, oh, yeah, it's a touchdown. And he jumps back in and takes a strike. I think the only thing you lose from it are the boos. Like, when Aaron Judge was intentionally walked twice last night by Ron Washington, one with two outs and nobody on, one obviously in the extra inning situation, you get your quick boo and that's it.
Yeah.
But if you actually have to sit there and watch the catcher put his arm out, and there'd be four balls in a row, the cascade of boos and anger is certainly louder.
Right.
But I have to admit, all the years have gone by without it, I don't miss it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.